Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining, and even the ones that are joined after we're done with today's show, the live show, thank you for joining. I was watching the news, and I did not come on last week. I had some family stuff to take care of, and missed you guys, but I'm back, and we are ready to go, okay? Ready to go. Thank you, Philip, for sharing. Like and share, you guys. Like and share. Hit that bell. So that you know I'll come on every Tuesday. I try to come on every Tuesday at 11:30. So just go ahead and like that bell now. Like the bell. Just hit the bell so that you'll be notified when I do come on. Blog Talk, you know, I always do Blog Talk and YouTube at the same time. So I want to give the number to Blog Talk in case they do want to come in, because some people don't want to be on live. They want to call in, which is fine. And that number is 563-999-3682. Okay, so if you want to call in, you can. Or you can, I've got the Streamlot Yard up, come on the show, you can, feel free. But I want to talk about something that I'm noticing. And I saw the Ronald Green case and the Andrew Brown case. And I saw one more case, and this one was of a black young man. And he went to a prom, and I guess it was, he went to an after prom party, which was in a racist area, which was in the wrong, you know, side of town for that time of night. And he was found dead in that neighbor's house in the attic, and they called it suicide. Not understanding how that, but his mom said he was shot in the head on the left side, but his mom said that he was right-handed. But you have to understand, family, that they are on cold. The DAs, the prosecutors, the sheriffs, they're all on code, because you have to understand that they've been infiltrated by the Proud Boys. I don't care what anybody is saying. They've been infiltrated. And they are on code that every time we are murdered, nobody is going to be held accountable. Even for Ronald Green, those four officers, okay, that, and I'm going to read a little bit about that, that happened 2 years ago, and why are we just knowing about it today, okay? They will have a perpetual hatred for us. Do you guys understand that that is the word and that is what it is, okay? They will have a perpetual hatred for us. That is the title, but that is true. That is what it is. But we fail to realize because they've shown us for so long, for the last 20 years or 30 years, they've shown us, you know, we thought that they were our friends, right? Okay? You know, we saw their teeth and they were smiling. But you have to understand, let's not forget, every time we integrated with them, we went to them to integrate. They didn't come to our schools. They didn't come to our neighborhoods. They didn't come to our churches. They didn't come to our businesses. We went to theirs. We went to their businesses, their hospitals, their schools. Even though they had so many stipulations, you know, when we tried to go to their schools, they said, well, you can't join this, you can't join this, you can't do this, you can't do that. But we still settled. And I think we have been so used to settling that that's all we know how to do. No, it is time to do more than settle. It's time for us to get the hell out. And I keep saying that, but I think we're waking up to that. I think the more people hear it, the more they're understanding that, yes, we should look into moving, okay? I've had some people to come on and, you know, my email. And, you know, my email is Hard Truth. And I'll put the HARDTRU. I'm going to try to put it in the comments, okay? Because I've had some people to come on my, you know, my email, HARDTRUTHZ12@gmail.com. That's my email, okay? And I've had some people to come on there and ask me some questions about leaving, okay? Because you guys know, August, September, I'm saying August, okay, but it might, you know, I'm going to stick to August because I'm doing some things now, bought some land, down payment and everything, just finishing up that. And it's some other things that I want to do in order to make sure that I'm good when I get there. So I'm in the process of doing that now. But you have to have an out, family. You have to have an out. Okay, let's start planning that now. And I don't think some people say, well, I'm going to wait till next year. No, you need to plan it to leave as soon as you can, okay? I've been really taking up a trade class, okay? I'm going to get more into that, do more of foreign exchange money. I think we need to understand how serious this is, okay? And right now they're not requiring you to take a COVID vaccine, okay, which is great. Because you have to understand, in Africa, the worst part that hit COVID was in South Africa, and let's understand why. Why do you think that is? Okay, because guess what? You have to understand what he said, come from among, be separate, and loan not their ways. That has always been for us, to come from among them, okay? And when we were separate from them, we did really well. Let's look back on the times before the riots, okay, from 1865 to when we started getting on our feet in 1900s and 1910, 1920. We were doing very well. We had our own hospitals. We had our own neighborhoods. We had our own communities. We had our own stores. We had our own bus lines. We had our own everything, right? When we came together with them, what happened? It started going down. We lost everything. We gave up everything. We gave up our own businesses. We gave up our own schools. We gave up our own baseball. You know, they had the old Negro baseball, right? We gave that up. We gave up hospitals. We gave up teachers, okay, we had black teachers that were educating our children, right? They didn't hire our black teachers at those white schools, so those teachers lost their jobs. So we didn't even care about our own. We have got to do better, family, okay? We black first. That's who we should be considering now, and I think more people will get back to that, but at first, we didn't understand the danger of us leaving our own to cohabit with strangers, enemies. We didn't understand that they was going to develop. And I think they had already had it in their head that they were going to develop a system against us. So, yeah, come on over here and join us, because anytime they are agreeing to do something that we want to do, you know it's not going to end well for us, right? So, yes, they were okay with us coming to their schools. But they had stipulations where, okay, if your kids are going to come over to our schools, this is what you can't do. If you're going to work under us, this is what you can't do. If you're going to do anything with us, they had stipulations because they didn't want you there in the first place. So they said, well, let's give them stipulations, and then they won't want to, you know, mix and mingle. They won't want to cohabitate. They won't want to come into our environment, which they didn't want to their environment anyway. But guess what? We didn't care. We just wanted to, we were just happy to be in their brand new looking school. We were just happy to be in their brand new white neighborhood. We were just happy to mix and mingle with their women and men. We were, well, we did more women mixing, you know, the men did more women mixing than the women did. But we were happy to do that because we always thought that they were better. Okay, mentally they taught you that they were better. But you know they're not. Well, I know they're not, you know. But we have to understand the bigger picture was we wanted something that we couldn't have for years. And that's what we see going on, and that's what it was going on then, okay, because everything was newer with them. But guess what? We could have had the same new. All we had to do was continue paying our taxes toward our area, and we could have built up our schools. We could have had brand-new neighborhoods. We could have, you know, but you have to understand the whole system that they was forming against us, they started the redlining. They, you know, were starting to, and redlining was where they said, okay, we're not going to allow them to get loans. We're not going to allow them to get homes. We're not going to allow them. They had a lot of stipulations, but we were okay with the stipulations because we wanted so much to be a part of their lives. This is how damaged we are. Even now, you have the bootlicks. You have the coons that don't care. Just like the one little boy that I said, he went to a prom party, after party. It was the prom, right? And I'm going to just say he was probably a coon because his neighbor, they said his neighbor was the man who, now they said, for one, the neighbor was racist. For two, he, you know, hung the Confederate flag. And I'm not saying everybody hates the Confederate flag is, but most of them that do, they know what it means. And you have the most problems with them, right? Okay. So my thing is, why was he there? Why is it that most black folk that I know, and I'll see some that are coons, that they only have white friends, okay? And they'll go into these camping trips with them. They'll go on TV, and you're the only black there. And you'll go into, I remember one lady, she was at a party, okay, and it was like a sleepover, and she was the only black there. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, what's good about this picture? Why is it that she's there? My thing, you're the only white there. I don't trust them like that. I'm not going anywhere with them if I got to go by myself. She was the only black there. And during the night, something happened where she woke up, and everybody woke up, she was dead on the front lawn. Nobody knew anything. But guess what? If that was switched around and it was a bunch of black women with one white girl, somebody or everybody at that party would have gotten arrested. Am I correct? Nobody got arrested. Nobody knew anything. And they went on about their merry little way. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they don't want critical race theory now in the schools. Yes, they want us to. You heard that too. They want to hide our history. And if we're not teaching our children our history, they're not going to learn it. They're not going to know it. It's very important for you to be teaching your children our history at home. My granddaughter, I had her, you know, I got her on Black History. We were doing the riots, and she's learning about the riots. I want her to understand how dangerous they really are. I don't want her to grow up thinking, oh, these are my friends. No. They're not your friends. Even their children are not your friends because they teach their children how to hate. They show their children how to hate you, and their children walk in their footsteps. So why is it that we are not understanding that they are not our friends and we still calling them friends? And anytime I see a black person say, oh, my best friend's name is whatever, and she's a Becky, I'm looking at them sideways. It's like, you still don't know. I've seen an ad on Facebook where they was honoring John Lewis and he didn't want to change that bridge name to John Lewis. I'm like, well, what the hell did he do for black people? His neighborhood was the worst. And I see a lot of our black leaders have sold out, and they're working for white supremacy, and they are part of white supremacy, and they're making laws right now against their own, like a Asian hate crime bill. Do you know most of your black caucus signed that bill? Most of our black caucus signed that bill, just like they signed the crime bill against black people. And now they're signing a hate bill, but they won't sign the George Floyd bill. They won't sign the police reform bill. They won't press Biden to get a police commissioner, because he said he was going to get a police commission, right? A group that was he was going to start the police commissioner where they were going to investigate, right? And that was Biden said. And then now he says, oh, I'm not going to do it. Because we know Biden is a liar. We know that that's who his character is. That's a known fact that he's not going to do anything for black people. He's never done anything for black people, but we expect him to do something now, which is crazy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But my thing is we have to continue to understand who we're dealing with and stop thinking that these people, just because they show you their teeth, it's also in the word that says that everything will be revealed in the end. Okay, all the truth. So you see all of what they have ever done to black people is coming out now. They've lied on reports. They have put innocent men in jail by framing them with either drugs or framing them and saying that they were they raped somebody, or the Beckys will come forward and say, just like in the Black Wall Street, how that started was a white woman, right? Every time a black man died in those days, it was due to a white woman saying he did something, right? That's even till today. You know, you had the young girl, the young man was like a senior, or he was in college. Yeah, he was in college, and I guess he was at a party. Young black white woman, white girl was there, and she, you know, I guess they left the party and went to his apartment, maybe kissed her. His friend ended up calling because he was missing from the party. His friend called and said, dude, where you at? He, you know, I guess he said, I'm up here or whatever, whatever. His friend said, dude, look, you better come on back down to this party. So he left the party, which talked some sense into it. He ended up leaving the party. I guess she got mad, and she brought him up on rape charges, okay? He, no penetration, no sex, but that dude is in jail for 12 years. Okay, I'm just saying, we need to start teaching our children, leave these snow bunnies alone. And ladies, okay, leave these Neanderthal men, hairy, disgusting men alone. They're not men. Neanderthals are not men, okay? Neanderthals are not humans. You have to understand that. And we have to start helping our children to understand this. They are very dangerous people, okay? But my thing is, if we are on the continent, no, it's not perfect, but I can guarantee you, your children won't be dying in the street. I guarantee you, you won't be dying in the street. I guarantee you that you'll have some peace. I guarantee you that you'll finally feel free. I guarantee you, you won't be walking around depressed. I guarantee you won't be walking around here eating up everything because you're depressed and you're scared and your anxiety level is up to the sky. I guarantee you, you won't be walking around looking over your shoulder thinking, you know, somebody's going to shoot you in the head or the police get behind you there. You're not going to look around and be like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Because I'm telling you, do you feel that when you are riding and you are riding your car and the police get behind you? You're like, oh, my God, what are they going to say? It's not about what they're going to pull me over for. What's the end going to be? Am I still going to be breathing when I get done counteracting or interacting with them? You understand what I'm saying? We have to begin to understand that this right here, your life is in your life. We are at a 911. Your life is depending on you understanding and waking up that this is not your country. This is not where we belong. And people say, well, I built it. Okay, well, you could build Africa because Africa is waiting. And I keep telling you guys, go black to Africa. You guys need to check this dude out. He is talking about some good stuff. He is giving you pointers as far as your own businesses. One guy was talking about a sheep farm. One guy was cheaper, $100. You get you some land, get you some sheep, get you some goats, and you can sell the meat to the stores. You can sell the meat to the people. I'm just saying, this is, guess what, you guys? If you got land, like if you pay even $3,000 for land in Africa, $2,000 or $3,000, $1,400 for land, and you spend $100 or $400 and you get you four sheep, get two males and two females, within 7 months, you're going to have some babies, okay? And with another 7 months, you're going to have some more babies. So like 2 years, you're going to be well on your way, and you can sell the meat to the different stores that's around, or you can get you a person that knows how to deal with those sheep, and of course, you're going to have somebody that's going to help you to take care of the sheep, right? But you have to understand, this is not your home. And I think sometimes people are going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I really do believe that a lot of this stuff is continuing to happen. Because it's almost like God is trying to wake us up and say, hey, get out so I can deal with these. You get out, move out the way so I can deal with them. Let me show you an example of what I'm saying. Remember in Israel, Dimona, okay, they were black, okay? These were black Americans that went and they moved to Israel, okay, in like 1975. And he said God told him to move there, which he didn't because that's not the land that we're supposed to be in and that's not our real land. If you did research, Truth Unveiled 777 talks about that. So if you don't believe me, look up Truth Unveiled, the real Jerusalem, and it'll tell you where it's at. Okay, that's from I'm trying to stay focused. So they moved into Dimona. That was the land that Israel gave them. Israel gave them a land that was, where the nuclear bombs were being made, okay, which is, for me, I think it's, come on, radiation and all that other stuff. They gave them the worst part of the land, okay? They lived there since now. 2021, recently, they told them to get out, and they gave them 30 days to do it. This was before the bombing, okay? So you feel me? You see where I'm going. Israel told them to get out. Most of them moved out. I don't know if all of them moved or not. But then they were bombed, right? How do you know that wasn't a blessing and that wasn't Yahweh, Yeshua, talking through Israel to tell them to get out because I'm getting ready to deal with Israel? You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes things happen and we think it's, oh, the devil's doing this and, you know, evil is happening and da-da-da. But a lot of times it's for your own good. I do believe that what's going on now, get up and get out so that God can deal with these crackers. They need to be dealt with. And you're in the way because so many of us, it's, you know, I meet Christian people all the time. And a lot of my friends are still Christians, okay? And I grew up in the church. I grew up, you know, thinking the same way every Christian, but I woke up, I wanted truth. But a lot of my friends said, oh, we got to pray for America. We got to pray for, you know, why are you praying for America? We got to pray for them and keep them covered, that destruction. No, it's time for them to be destroyed. It's time for destruction to happen to America. It's time for us to get out the way and let Yahshua whoop on that butt. It's time, but we are covering them. And as long as we're in the way, he can't get to them because we're in the way. Remember this summer when they were marching in the streets and the white kids were in front of the black kids because they knew that if we are first and foremost, they're not going to shoot us. But they said this. It was one white boy who said to a black boy to get behind us because we know that they're not going to shoot us. Now, they know that. They see that. You think people don't see what's going on with black people? You think they don't see what's going on, you guys? They know what's going on. That, remember, they had the white kids in the front and the black kids was behind, but they weren't getting the full punishment. Now, those white kids was getting some, you know, they were getting some punishment, but they wasn't getting the full totality of it than what those black kids would have gotten if they was first marching and protesting. Remember this summer? Okay. But you have to understand, just like they protected, we're protecting them, and Yahshua, it's almost like he can't get to them because we're in the way. It's time for us to move back, step aside, and let him do what he needs to do. And there are so many programs out here, you guys. So many programs. Hebrews to Negroes. Ron Dalton, he has a program. Okay, they're getting ready to go down in July. I think it's like July 19th, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, they're going down like in June, July 19th. And if you want to just hitch a ride, go. He has another program, a repatriation program that he wants to build. Transitional home, because he's going down, they're going to give him land, and they're going to give him he's going to build transitional homes on the land. So when you get there, you have a place to live. So if you want to give to that right now, you can go into Hebrews the Negroes. Hebrews the Negroes at gmail.com, if I'm not mistaken. Hold up. I think I did this before, and I did tell you guys. Let me see. It is Hebrews to Negroes. Hebrews to Negroes at yahoo.com. Okay, so that's his email address. If you guys want to contact him about his transitional home, that's his email, okay? But there are Diana Samir has some programs. What's her name? There's another lady that he interviewed, and she had a program also. But there are ways to get there, you guys. You don't need a lot of money. I know you guys got your taxes. You guys have been working on leaving for a while. It is time to go. I'm going down in August. I want to stick to August. Might be September, but I'm really not wanting to move it to September. I'm really staying in August, okay? I'll be going down there just to see what's what. I got some land. I think some condos I want in Tanzania. So I'm going to do some investing, okay? And you guys should do the same, okay? Let's not forget that it is time for us to do what we need to do. I know you guys keep, you know, well, it's not happening to me or it's not happening to my family. But who wants to give them an opportunity? Who wants to take that chance of it happening to your family? Yes. Even the melanated officers act nasty. You know why? Because they had to. If you were working, and I went to the academy, okay, and I wasn't black enough, and this was before I even understood what was really going on. And I'm telling you, I had the roughest time in the academy. I went and I had like 8 days to go. And I'm telling you, I went through hell in that academy. It's almost like they bring, it's almost like when you go to the service, they break you down and they build you up. But the black guys that, and it was me and a Spanish girl, and they rolled our behinds. When I first got there, the Spanish girl, they got rid of her first. And then they came to me. And I'm telling you, they rolled my behind like it was crazy. My shoulder was this thick when they got done with me. But I end up, they say I couldn't shoot, but I can shoot, okay, because I go to the gun range all the time. So I'm not going to say that they didn't tamper with my weapon. I'm going to tell you. Because I had passed it 1 week and then said, oh, we're not going to do it that week. We're going to do it the next week. So, of course, the next week, you know, we qualified. And not, of course, they said I didn't pass or whatever. But I'm telling you, I went through hell in the academy. But we have to understand the officers that they allow to get, the black officers that they allow to get through the academy are coons. Okay? They think and they act just like them. And they'll let them go because they know they're safe. But me? And them brothers gave, they gave me a hard time in that academy. I'm telling you. Okay, you're planning to move into Tanzania. Also, I was planning for August, yep. But unfortunately, it looks like the end of the year. That's cool. As long as you know that you have plans to get out. But stick to your plan in August. Just stick as close to that plan in August as possible. So if you do have to move it to October, November, but you see and you know that what you're trying to do, okay? I'm saying August. I'm really, you know, I'm doing the trading thing, trying to stash my little money, you know, as I can. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to get things together. I've been looking at Go Black to Africa, and they said if you can get a car over there for, I think it's like $3,000 or $4,000 for one of these small impact cars, you can pay somebody to do Uber, or you can do Uber, okay? Or you can hire somebody and get another car and pay that person, and you have two Uber cars, okay? You can do that. Some people, you guys have just gotten your taxes back. Like I said, you can get you some land. You can do a sheep farm. You can do a goat farm, okay? You hire somebody. They know how to take care of goats and sheep over there. We don't, but they know how, and they know how to, you skin them. They know how to do everything that needs to be done in order to sell them to the stores. I'm just saying. But that right there is going to take you a little bit, at least 7 months, because you got to get the goat first, and then you got to, you know, the goat's got to get pregnant, and the goat's got to have the baby, so that's going to take at least another 8 months, okay, 9 months. I don't know how long it takes for goats to have babies, but I'm just saying. So that's going to take a little bit, but you can start somewhere. You can do, he had other jobs on there, other businesses that you could open. Say, for instance, if you wanted a little club, okay, do a little club where you can pay a rent for $250 on a building, and you can, you know, let African Americans and Africans meet and greet. Okay, they come there, you serve some couple drinks or serve some, you know, little it's a meet and greet place. Okay, well, that you may not even need a lot of food. Okay, I'm just trying to see how you can start small in order to grow. Okay, if you know how to cook, one lady came there and started her business within 4 months. And she cooks Caribbean food, okay, in the Gambia, okay? So, and she, you know, she started her kitchen. You can get your apartment or get your house, rent a room, or you can rent the kitchen, or you can rent the house for like $350. I think in Tanzania, they were renting houses for like, what, $300-some dollars? That's not bad. And you can start cooking right there in your kitchen, and she was selling it on the street, and they was buying it. And that went into her restaurant. So it's just different ways that we have to think, and you have to step outside the box, you guys. You can go there owning property. Get you some land. If you have enough money, get you some land and get you a couple transitional homes. Or you can get an Airbnb. Why not rent an Airbnb? Rent a Tanzania apartment and put it on Airbnb. I'm just saying, to rent an apartment, there's probably, what, $300 maybe? Rent it $25 a day. That's how much. What do you need in order to... $25 a day, 7 days a week is what? $150? 2 weeks, your rent is paid, okay? And the other 2 weeks is your money. And have more than one. Have two Airbnbs, okay? I'm just saying, if you start out with one, that's $300 a month extra in your pocket, besides the 2 weeks that you just paid for the rent. Let them pay for your rent, okay? Come on, you guys, we have to be creative here. you have to, okay, for instance, you could sell water. You could sell sun visors, the car sun visors. You could set up on the side of the corner. You order maybe 100 of those, and you sell those for maybe $5, $7. I'm guessing. I'm just coming up with some ideas of how you could bring some income in, okay? You don't want to go there looking for a job. Or you get a job here and work from anywhere. Some girl just contacted me and said, hey, you want to, and I was thinking about it. It was like a travel agency, okay? I could work from in my house. We can make appointments for resorts, hotels, and I can work from right here in my office, and I could, or I can work in Africa. She said you can work from anywhere in the world. I'm just trying to help you guys out. There's so many ways of doing this, you guys. We can do this. We can do this. And you have to, and sometimes you may think, get a group of you guys, okay? Get a group of you guys and rent a house, and I think a five-bedroom house is like, what, $400, $300? If it's five of you guys, everybody got a room. Everybody can put in to this house. And you don't have to come in doing it by yourself. So take some family members with you. You and maybe five or eight of your family members. Everybody pay $25 per day or whatever toward this rent of $300. Okay, it's in you guys. Rent is $300. How much would you need? And maybe it's a six-bedroom house or even a four-bedroom house. Two of you guys per room. It can be done, you guys. We have to group economics. You can't go over here thinking you're going to do this by yourself, okay? I'm just thinking. We got to get rid of that me mentality. If they're going to have a perpetual hatred for us, we got to do better. We got to outthink them. And it's time to get out. And you get your family together and you group economics. You get some friends together. Philip, you and Baha Israel. I know I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I do apologize. But you guys get together. Philip, you got some friends? Baha, you got some friends? Get together, group economics. Get you some help going to Tanzania. You can get there much sooner than the first of the year, Baha, if you get some group, some friends together in group economics. Okay? Houses ain't that much, $250, $300. Okay? Who can't pay that if you got five or six of y'all together? You get you one of them four-bedroom houses. Okay? Two per room. You can have eight people if you're doing two per room is a four-bedroom. If it's a three-bedroom, you do two per room, and that's six of y'all. You mean to tell me that six of y'all can't pay rent for a $300 house? You better come on here and stop acting crazy. You better, y'all, look, it's time to go. It is time to get out of America. Get your passport. They're doing passports. You can get your passport right now. Yes, and it's not, you're not going to wait for 10 years. Get your passport, okay? I'm just saying, y'all have to, we have to think outside the box right now. Airbnb, come on, go get your Airbnb. It only takes, what, $200 right now? Who don't have $200? Get your Airbnb. Okay? Take you $1,000 and you get about three or four of them Airbnb. $200. Okay? Airbnb. You can't do two? Okay, but that doesn't mean you don't have friends. You got some friends that you can hook up with? I know I'm the only sensible because my husband said, I don't want to go to Africa. I said, okay, then I'm going to have to come back and forth right now. I'm just saying. But I guarantee you, once I get over there and I start showing him what's what, and I start showing him the pictures, give him video, he'll be right on that plane. I already know it. But I'm not going to stop what I'm doing because, you know, I'm not going to stop doing. I'm going to keep moving forward, and he's going to come. I already know because I know what I'm dealing with, okay? So you may have to get some friends to hide. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm really not trying to defend your name. But, yeah, get you some friends. Y'all got five friends. Get you a trip. Plan a trip to Tanzania. And those tickets are not expensive at all. I go into Secret Flight. I'm going to look it up right now. And I know I'm getting off topic, but I want to – my main thing, I wanted you to understand what's going on. I think we understand enough. Now, my thing right now is to give us answers. Conclusion of the matter. Is to get out. How are we going to get out? That's where I'm at right now. How are we going to do this? I'm going to the Secret Flight. Okay, that is where we have flight. Okay, African Investment, he's got a page too. You can check with him. And he's got some stuff going on too. Okay, I'm just saying. Hold on, Secret Flight. Okay, Secret Flight. Let's see how much the tickets will be. I just want to help. We got to start doing this, you guys. I go in here all the time and I'm playing with these. And if you say you want to leave September, October, November, Let's look and see how much those flights will be. Let's just play with it a little bit, because it is time now for us to take this thing to the next level. We can stay all day long. Okay, let's see. They're saying something about prices drop. Let's see, departure. Excuse me, you guys go to deal. Hold on, let me see where. Let me get in here and see. Let me do a search. I'm going to put from where I am. Hold on, I'm trying to see. Okay, let's do it from here. Because I think it's time for us to do something. It's not we've been sitting down saying what we're gonna do. Okay, anywhere. I'm gonna put Tanzania in here. And we're gonna see what's coming up. Okay, let's see what we got. I'm going to see what comes up. All right. And come on, you guys. I just want us to understand that we can do this, okay? And shoot, let me go back in here and do this. Okay, you guys, I'm trying to go. Hold on. We're going to do from, okay, going to, I mean, this is, I didn't have this much problem. Hold on, let me go into bottom and see. I'm going to keep searching it while I'm talking, because it is time for us to make some things happen. And secret flights, escape from, I don't want to go to Greece. No, I don't want to go. They got Greece cruises and they got everything on here. I'm like, oh, that's not where I want to go. But, okay, Kilgally, Africa, let's see. I want to do Tanzania. I just want to see if I can get some ideas of some flights, you know. Okay, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania for 306 round trip, October through December. Hold on, let me make sure. London. Okay, if you live in London, you can do a round trip, London, UK to Zanzibar, Tanzania for 396. UK cities to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, 331 round trip. But we don't want a round trip. We want one way, right? Okay, I'm just saying. We want one way for now. Okay, you can do that. Do it one way. We don't have to sit up there and we don't want to get a round trip ticket, right? Let's just get a one way ticket for now, and let's see how much a one way ticket. Okay, because we're trying to travel as cheap as we can, right? Because right now, the show, anybody that's on YouTube right now should be talking about getting out and how. Because people need ideas of how to do this, right? I don't know why this thing is not working. Why am I putting this in here? And it's saying from, Lordy, let me see. Okay, select it. Okay, that part's done to Tanzania. And I've done this before. I just don't know how to get in here. What's the search? Okay, let's see. So, job. Okay, I want to put in the month that I want to do it. So, August, September. Okay, August. Let's do August. Okay. And from, I don't know why I have to keep doing this. Because this is what we need to be talking about right now. Okay, all this other stuff is just crazy. I can't even get it. This is crazy. I should
don't know why they keep bringing. I don't want to go to Greece. I have no desire to go to Greece. What about you guys? Ever anybody ever want to go to Greece? No, me neither. Okay, I'm leaving from. Okay, I won't do it. I'm going back in there. Okay, let's go into flight. Departure from the U.S. Okay. I want to put where I'm going. It's not even letting me tell you where I want to go. I have to play with this thing. But anyway, it's going through. It's called Secret Flight. Search, advanced search. Secret Flight. Y'all go up on Secret Flight. Okay, I'm not going to keep playing with that. I'm going to stick with my life here. Because I was trying to maybe get some ideas as far as flight, but that's not going to work. We'll do it later. But it is Secret Flight, Secret Flying, okay? And I've seen some stuff for, I don't want to go to Greece, but whatever. Let's just keep going. But I really want you guys to kind of get your mindset. I want to look at this Ronald Green case a little bit, because a lot of times I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on police brutality. It's not about making people fearful to leave. It's about truth. It's about knowing why do we need to leave. It's about knowing that it's time for us to leave. It's about knowing how we're going to get up the money to be able to leave, okay? If you have some things that you can sell your furniture, sell whatever you can, okay? If you have a car, if you have two cars, okay? If one car is not paid off, or if you have a car that's paid off that you want to sell that car. You may have a family member that can take over those payments. Welcome, Ms. Bennett. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Finally, huh? I want you guys to think about the next step, okay? If you have a car, an old car, that you can sell that old car, that's money. We just got a stimulus check. They're talking about giving you two more. I don't know how true that is. Save that. That's the down payment that I use to put down on my land. Okay? There are so many ways to do this if you really want to do it, but it's going to be up to you. Enough of this. You know, we've been talking crap for the last what? But now, enough of that. You got to. It's time to be about it. It's time to be about what you know you need to do. Okay, you can sit here and talk noise and talk about what the police are doing. We could talk about what white folks are doing. We could talk about what they're not doing. We could talk about Biden. We could talk till times get better. What is our plan? What is your plan? We can't no longer talk about, well, you know, white folks did this. They're not doing this. They passed this bill for this one. So what? White folks going to do what they do. They devils, okay? They come to kill, steal, and destroy. Whose attributes are those? Those aren't our attributes. We don't even think like them. But on May 10th, 2019, Ronald Green, he was unarmed. 49-year-old black man died after being arrested by Louisiana State Police. This didn't have to happen. Your death don't have to happen. Your children's, it don't have to happen. If we have plans to do what we need to do, because, yeah, we're going to talk about this. They have footage and everything, but guess what they did? Okay, even with Andrew Brown, the one that just died, it was a whole truckload of them with guns. You needed all them people to go to arrest this man on a warrant? Really? You knew where he lived. You could have waited. You could have waited. He had to come back home at some point. If you saw where he drove off, you had to kill him? Really? For what? Why is it that we always feel that when they attack us, we have to die? No. Don't none of this, huh? We already did a story on that. They will have a perpetual hatred for us. We don't always have to die. But let them tell it. Yeah, we always got to die. When we die, it's never murder. It's always a suicide. Remember the young girl that was 16 that killed herself? Well, they said that she committed suicide, but she tied herself around a tree, tied it from the back. So how do you tie your, what? Why am I going to put a belt around my neck and tie it from the back? And I'm going to hang my, what sense does that make? It's a suicide. Miss me with that. I'm just saying, this is why you need to leave. It's not about them anymore. It's about you become what? Your future. You become whatever it is you want to see. You start doing it. I want to see peace. What am I going to do? Get the hell out of America. I'm just saying. Let's just talk about Rodney Green for a minute. Let's just talk about him, okay? He was 49-year-old black man, died after being arrested by Louisiana State Police following a high-speed chase outside Monroe, Louisiana. Now, you know, when they were chasing the made man, but guess what? He was probably so fearful of his life that he knew, I'm down here in redneck country. I don't know what to do with Trump, but he know, you know, Louisiana, they ain't playing down there. They racist as crap, and you know that. I wouldn't even want to drive through Louisiana. I'm just saying. During the arrest, he was stunned, punched, and placed in the chokehold. Why is all that necessary? Do you see them doing white folk like that? No. You see them doing who? Your brother. But that's not enough reason to leave? Let me keep going. Okay? He was also dragged face down while handcuffed and shackled, and he was left face down for at least 9 minutes. At least six white troopers were involved in the arrest. Six. Why did it take six? And why are those six not arrested for murder? Because immune, what is it? What did they call it? Immunity. They have immunity. They can, you can't touch them. But Clyburn and Tim Scott said, oh, we can leave it in. We don't need to get rid of that for police reform. That's a lie. You need to get rid of the immunity in order for them to be held accountable. If you call yourself reforming police and you don't take over the immunity, guess what? It's not going to matter because they're going to still be immune and they're still not going to be held accountable. You're not going to be able to catch them because you didn't take out the qualified immunity. You have to take that out in order for them to be held accountable. But your black leaders, Clyburn, James Clyburn, and Tim Scott said, nope. We'll deal with that later. No, we're going to deal with it now because you're not ever going to go back to it, Clyburn. And I don't know why that Matt Coon been in office for so long. He should have been voted out. But just not forget, it's going to be time for one of these dudes to be up for re-election, which is Andrew Womble, W-O-M-B-L-E. He was the one involved in the prosecution of the lack of thereof of Andrew Brown's killers, those murderers, the cops that went to his house and murdered him. He said they're not being held, they're not going to be held accountable. Now, what's your part in this black family? You hold him accountable. You hold that cracker accountable for him not doing his job. But what we don't do is hold them accountable. We keep voting for them and keep putting their behinds back in office. His position is votable. You can vote him out. Should be his last time in a public office. The very last time in public office. Oh, you don't want to hold people accountable? Besides pulling up at his house, black folk need to pull up at Andrew Womble's house, okay? I'm just saying, it's time for you to hold these crackers accountable, and that's not what we're doing. Let's go on, okay? At least six white troopers were involved in the arrest. Only have three names. They didn't give me the whole the six. They had Dakota DeMont, Corey York, and Chris Hollings, which Chris Hollingsworth died of the same death that he said Ronald died of, because he told, you know, he was one of the arresting officers, and he goes, oh, he died of a car accident. That's what they said. He was involved in a car accident. They didn't say, oh, we beat him half to death. They didn't say we tased him to death. They didn't say we kicked him. They didn't say we put our foot on him. They didn't say any of that. They didn't say we had to force him to do anything. They just said he died from his heart hit a tree. That's what the lie they said. But see, this is what I'm saying. All six of those officers should have been fired because lying on a federal report, is you could be fired for that. I'm just saying. So why weren't they fired? Because they're not being held accountable when they murder you. When Green's brought to the hospital, his corpse, you hear me, corpse, was brought to the hospital, police told doctors that his car had ran into a tree. A story a doctor said does not add up, given the nature of Green's injuries and the fact that there were two stun gun probes lodged in his body. Now tell me why those stun gun things were still lodged in his body. Police later acknowledged that Green had died during a struggle, though without mentioning any use of force by officers. Okay? They should have been arrested. Okay? Although authorities refused to release body cam footage for 2 years, took them 2 years to say, okay, we're going to release this footage, the footage of this man's murder. The Associated Press obtained and published a portion of it in May 2001. As of May 2021, the exact cause of Green's death remains unclear. Why? What? Why did your medical examiners, I told you they were all on cold, right? You mean to tell me nobody could look at his body and know that he had went through trauma and it wasn't due to a tree? It was due to being beat half to death by six officers? Nobody could notice that, or you didn't want to say, because your medical examiners work along with them, because they'll say, oh, it's suicide. That's what they deem that girl's death. Oh, it's suicide. How is it suicide? Okay, I'm just saying. One trooper involved in the death, Dakota DeMoss, was given letters of reprimand and counseling for violating the department's rules about courtesy and recording. That's all they got. Didn't get fired. No jail time. No fine. Just a talking to. Okay. DeMoss was later arrested for allegedly using excessive force while handcuffing a motorist in a separate incident. He was subsequently notified of a plan to fire him. A second trooper, Chris Hollingsworth, died. That's the one I told you that died in a single vehicle car accident hours after learning he would be fired for his role in Green's death. Now, these crackers can do the do, but they can't take nothing. They always want to kill off their stuff when people find them out that they creep. Okay. A third trooper, Corey York, was suspended for 50 hours for dragging Green and improperly turning off his body cam, and has since returned to duty. That's all that's happened to him. You took a life, but you don't do white folk like that. As of May 2021, the federal wrongful death lawsuit and a federal civil rights investigation remains pending. Who cares about lawsuits? Who cares? That life, just think if that was your son that we're talking about, ladies. Fellas, just think if that was your daughter that they just treated like that. They drug him. He was handcuffed. They tased him. They had six officers on top of him. What if that was your daughter? I don't want money. I don't want money, my own taxpayers' money, to pay me for my daughter or my child or the death of anybody in my family. I want justice. I want them to be drugged. I want them to feel the same pain. I want them to go through the same thing that they sent my family member through. I want them to be tased. I want them to be drugged. I want six officers on top of them. I don't want no money. I want justice, period. I want them to be held accountable. If they lied, and this is what's going on, they are lying on these reports and getting away with it. If you are telling a lie on these reports, you need to be fired. In the academy, you're taught that. If you lie on the reports, you're fired. But that's not what's happening, because we're finding out 45 years later, 25 years later, 35 years later, that these innocent men, black men, are coming out of jail and they didn't do the crime. Tell me why. Why is that happening? No. It is time to hold these officers accountable. Yes, and it's also time to get out of America. So now, we can't no longer hold them accountable and say, okay, this is what, you know, we want, you know, let's move forward and let's get out. Plain and simple. End of conversation. We have to think outside the box. And I'm always going to have an end of conclusion. The conclusion of the matter is this is what needs to happen. The conclusion of the matter, we're not going to any longer hold it. They're not going to hold them accountable. So we can't expect them to hold them accountable. So we can't get mad when they don't hold them accountable, because they never have. And they're not going to. So what do we need to do? Stop supporting them. Stop spending our money with them. Find a black-owned business that we can support while we're here. So if you need some stuff, order online from a black-owned company. Because, you know, women, we love to get our hair done. There are black women out here that has hair that you can order from them. We have a black beauty supply store up the street. You know what I see? I see we have a Chinese one, too. You see, I see more people going to the Chinese than I do the black men, which is retarded. But you don't even value your own life. That's what it is. And it's self-hate. Internalized racism. That's what we call it. You hate yourself, so therefore you hate your brother that looks like you, or you hate anything black. And we don't even understand it, because I see so many times, I see how they treat Grandmaster Jay, okay? The Proud Boys are still out, right? No charges. They out of jail. You didn't go in their house. even when they had the, you found out they was involved in that insurrection, right? Remember, you found out the leader of the Proud Boys was FBI, right? Didn't we? But y'all wanted to say it was NFAC man, right? But was it? No. They still got charges on him. They wanted to shut that brother down. So you guys should feel like fools once and said, oh, he's an agent. Well, is he an agent? Why does he got the charges? Y'all don't even sound right. Now what? How's he an agent? Everybody said, oh, he's an agent. No, they wanted to shut their brother down. So they used their law. And now they're bringing him up on charges. And they holding those charges. And they're trying to get him, that charge that they have him on is 3 years. Oh, they're going to try to get him the time. I'm just saying they're going to try to get their brother 3 years. They're trying to shut him down because he was making too much noise. A black man with a gun? Oh, we got to shut this down. So guess what? We use our, they use their law against him. They know those bogus charges, but they're going to use their system against a black man. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, I done went off camera. Look at this camera, Jesus. Lordy, have mercy. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm coming back. I done took me off camera. I'm sorry. I done took me off. Here I go. I'm sorry, y'all. I done took myself off camera. I'm sorry. I done just touched the screen and excuse myself from the broadcast. I do apologize. But, yeah, so what are we going to do about it? You can no longer look at them. They're going to always use their system, just like the mayors. We see the black mayors. Okay, you remember in what year was that? This was back in the day when they had Wilmington had the insurrection, okay, where they was having a lot of black leaders that was over white folk, right? White folk didn't like that. They rose up and then an insurrection then too. Okay, y'all look this up. Look up the Wilmington riot of 1920, okay? They had black folk that was in leadership. These black people had one office. These white folk threatened them, and they told them, if y'all don't leave office by the end of the night, if you hear in the morning, we're going to cause bodily harm. Look it up. These black folk had won the mayor. They had won city council. They had won so many positions running that city that these white folk was like, oh, no, we're not going to do this. They told them, get out. And they replaced every black leader with a white one. Okay? All the black leaders had to go. The black newspaper, they burned it down, and they told that man, you got to get out of town. And he left town. But they burned the newspaper. They did the same insurrection. Insurrection happened January 6th. It happened back then, too. But then they replaced all of the black leaders and put white leaders in their place. And to this day, you have white leaders. So this is what they do. They use their laws against us. So now you see a lot of black mayors. Keisha Bottom. You have DAs in Baltimore. What's her name? She's a black DA. Her and her husband, they bringing them up on charges, okay? It's another black DA in, oh, my God, it's like three of them that they're bringing them up on charges, right? But they're using their laws against them, even if they're guilty or not, just the perception of it makes you guilty. Because guess what? If I bring you up on charges, whether you did it or not, but just put you in the system until after the election, then can you run or not? You have to understand. People are going to look at them and say, oh, we can't vote for them. They got them. They brought them up on charges. So therefore, you're not going to win, even though even if they have brought you up on charges. But the other person that's running against you, they're going to look at that person more so than you because you're in the legal system. You can't be trusted now. This is what they do. Is something burning, guys? Huh? Is something burning in you? Huh? Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I smelled some smoke. Okay. You have to understand what is going on. They use their system against us to bring us down. And they use their system against Grandmaster Jay, an FAC leader, because that brother was going global. Global. When I say global, that brother was going global, and they had to shut him down quickly. But nobody else will take his place because of fear. But guess what? We tried. They tried. They tried. But they're going to use their system against you to pull you down. So my thing is, get out. You can't fight them. Who wants to fight them? I have a brother that moved to Mississippi. I ain't fighting them crackers. I'm not going down there doing that. I'd be end up in jail. I'm not going down there. I'm not doing it. Because I understand that's his gift. But for me, get out while you can. While you don't have no crack, get out. I'm just saying. Why would you stay here and risk your life? been put into their system on bogus charges. And I wish an FAC had went on and got out. Just get out. Black folk want to come, they come. If they don't, they don't. You can't change anything. Some black folk was against that brother, like their brother was trying to free them. They went totally against them. They did the same thing to Ice Cube. I almost want to call him Ice T. I don't know where I get Ice Cube. I had to think about it. They did the same thing to him. They will have a perpetual hatred for us, but be the change that you want to see. What are you going to do about the perpetual hatred? Are you going to continuously allow them to bring you down? Are you going to continuously try to fight their system? Are we going to stay here and say continuously say, oh, we built this country. We're going to fight. We've been marching. We've been doing everything that we can. But what's happening? What's changing? Nothing. We can't fight them. Get out. So, no, I'm not going to say we can't. I do believe that we can. But the only way that we're going to win is that if we have our own. We have to have our own. We have to leave. And some people say, oh, you're running. Okay. And? I'm going to run for my life. Yes. I'm going to run for my life, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to be happy. Now, you could stay here and have pride and not leave and not run, but risk your life, risk your child's life, risk your son's life. Especially if you have sons, you're risking your son's life because you don't want to leave. Deontay, he didn't deserve to die. Yeah, his car got stopped by the police for something so minor, and he died because she said, well, I thought I had my taser. It's yellow. You don't know your colors now. So that means we have idiots running. We have idiots as police officers. That's what that means. If you tell me, oh, I thought I grabbed my taser and it's yellow and I have a black gun, but I shot you with my gun, a black gun instead of my yellow taser, that means you're an idiot. That's what it means. So we have police officers we're hiring as idiot police officers we're hiring, right? It's always about the conclusion of the matter is that you do what you need to do. And we're not going to blame white folk for being white folk. We're not going to blame them for doing what they were put on this earth to do. We're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to waste time thinking about and talking about them. I'm tired of hearing, oh, Karen did this. Oh, Becky did this. I'm tired of hearing it. What are you doing to leave? What are you doing? How are you prepared for your future? How are you preparing your family for the new generational blessing instead of more America's generational curses? What are you doing to prepare your family for the new blessing? Let's go. Let's go. I'm not going to be here all day, you know, trying to convince people that it's time to leave. You should know that by now. Andrew Brown. Okay, Sandra Bland. Mike. Michael Brown. Was Philando Castile. Come on. Trayvon Martin. Those aren't enough reasons to go. We have black men that are in jail now for marijuana that got life, 20, 30 years, been in there since 82. Now it's legal and they still don't want to release them. They're using the prison system against our men. They're using the prison system against our men, our women and children. And then you got them in their schools that we know the result, that the education. And did you know the king, what's the black guy who has the school? Do you know they gave him a school, but then they told him, oh, you have to teach what we tell you to teach. No. Your religion, your education system sucks. Why am I going to agree? Oh, you give me a school, but you're going to tell me if I give you a school that I have to teach what my boys, a failing system? No, his system is working. Those boys are not going back to jail. But I want you to teach my system to black boys. They want to get their hands on them black boys so bad they don't know what to do. His system is working. So he said, no, I don't want your school. You keep your school. Why not build him a school? Why not allow him, give him the money for him to get them boys out of America? Let's get them out. Let's build a school in Africa for those boys for $5,000. That's King, what's the guy's name? King, what's that dude's name? Oh, God. He's a black guy. Like 19, he's like 20 years old, 20, 21. And he has a school, and he's been, these guys, the little boys, he put them in their home. They've been living with him, going to school. He's been teaching and training them. None of them have went back. They've been, you know, doing really well. And a lot of them have been abused mentally, physically, whatever. But he's got them and he's taking care of them, and he wanted to get a school for them. And they want him to sell out his voice and allow them to educate his voice, a failing education, education where they don't want to teach you about the 1619 Project. They don't want to teach you about your history. They want to teach you about American history. I have a granddaughter that hates history. And I said, because you've been learning their history, not yours. So now I've been teaching her about our history. I've been teaching her about her history. And now she goes, oh, this is kind of interesting. Still don't want to do it, but oh, it's kind of interesting. I know it is. Because you were learning about their history. And a lot of our kids, their history does not relate to our black lives. So a lot of our children don't want to learn their history. A lot of our black kids don't want to, they say it's boring. Yes, it's boring, because that's not our history. Start teaching your history at home. We always should be teaching them about slavery. That's our history. It'll never go away. The Jews never stop talking about the Holocaust. So why is it when we talk about slavery, they go, oh, you racist, you being racist. How am I being racist talking about my history? That's who I am. I'm black. So I can't talk about the Holocaust. Well, I can talk about the slave Holocaust, because we did have a Holocaust. We went through hell. We went through hell. And we're still going through hell even today. Aren't we tired yet? Are we tired of this system? Are we tired of fighting white supremacy? Are we tired yet? I'm tired, family. This day forth, my show is going to be about how are we going to get out, giving us ideas to get out. Group economics is how we get out. Group economics. You have to have help. You can't do this by yourself. You have your ticket for your flight, but then you have 5 or 6 family members or friends to come together, and we're going to go and we're going to rent a house in Dar es Salaam. Houses there, $300. Everybody going to pay $25 a week maybe. I don't know, $25 a day. I don't know. Come up with something. Everybody come up with, let me see. Okay, if it's 5 of us, the rent is $300. That's how much? I'm just saying. $150? No. Hold on. Let me give me a little math right. Hold on. Let me give me a little math right. Okay, if it's 5 of us and our rent is what? $300. What is that? Come on, y'all. We know what that is. That's like $60. Right? You don't have $50? Think about what kind of business you want. You can go over there. Who can cook? Who can bake cakes? Selling your cakes. Who can cook? Sell soul food. Don't put no pork in it because you got a lot of Muslims in there. Do turkey. I'm just saying. Mac and cheese, they don't have that there. Let them taste it. Go there and start your food. Jamaicans, Caribbean. Okay, you got some Haitian friends, right? Take them with you. Open up a Haitian restaurant. Cook some Haitian food. You got African women there that know how to cook. Open up a restaurant and bring them in to cook for you. I'm just saying, family, there is a way out, but you have to come. You got to get out the box. Laundromats. They need laundromats there. For instance, if you have 20 spouses there, they need their pants ironed. You start it in your home. You start your laundry business in your home. You iron their shirts. You crease them bugs out. You iron their pants. Start your laundry business. Come on, you guys. You can get your car for $3,000 there. Uber. Get 2 of them. Get you some family members. Get you 2 Uber cars. Start your Uber business. I'm just saying. Come on. Airbnbs. We talked about that, right? Who can braid here? I'm just saying. Get you a meet and greet. Have wine. Serve wine there. I'm just saying. All you need is a building, some pretty little cheap Walmart table and chairs. I'm just saying. Get you some bottles of wine, some nice, beautiful glasses, and you serving wine after hours, like after work, like open at 12, 1 o'clock. Come on in. Have a glass of wine. Meet and greet. You started at 5 o'clock. Open up at 5 to 10. I don't know, 5 to 12. I don't know what time it is, but I'm just throwing out ideas. You have to use your imagination. Bakery. Who can bake? One more black folk that can bake. Smoothie queen. Smoothie. Cookies, cakes. We can do this, family. I don't want to hear nobody talk about white folks no more. I don't want to hear no more. I've heard enough complaining. We are so focused on complaining about police brutality. You're throwing it in your spirit, but you're not thinking about how am I going to escape America? How am I going to get out of America? How am I going to give enough money to get out? All right. Give you information. We got Smoothie Queen in the house. Miss Bennett, we got Smoothie Queen in the house. Go on her Instagram and order some smoothies. That young woman got 3 businesses. You can do pop-ups over there. She got pop-up business, Pampering You by Treya. She got Smoothie Queen, and she does pop-ups. That young lady right there with Hustle, she got 3 businesses, 3, and working it. Okay? I'm just saying. And talking about getting some Airbnbs now. That's 4 businesses. You should have at least 4 businesses here by now. Get you some clothing. There you go, Smoothie Queen. Thank you. Smoothie Queen. Got 3. Put all of your businesses in there, Smoothie Queen. You got Pampering You by Treya. And she does a pop-up. Right? That's 3 businesses. And now I'm talking about getting Airbnb. Don't tell me what you can't do. Don't tell me what you can't do. You're supposed to have at least 5 to 7 businesses, okay? Smoothie Queen, Pampering You by Treya. Put that one in there, okay? Treya Closet and Pampering You. That's what. That's 3 businesses, and she does a pop-up. Come on. It's time to hustle, baby. It's time to make it happen. We're not playing with this. We're not playing with this. If you want to move, get your monies together. She got Treya's Closet. Antique, what is it, antique clothing? I'm just saying. Anybody got any other ideas of how we can move, how we can get out of America? What are some other ideas that we can do, people? Give people ideas of what to do. If you can lay some brick, construction over there, okay? If you can lay drywall, if you can paint, where my painters at? Where my builders at? They build it like crazy. Black dude on the other day was talking about construction jobs. Construction. If you know construction, you can build. I need somebody to build me a house, okay? I got land. Who can build me a house? I'm just saying. If you got that talent here, take it over there. And I guarantee you, you'll do better over there. Because they build it. Africa is the now. They are building that place up like crazy. Give me some other ideas of what we can do, you guys. How can we get out of America? Give me some ideas. Put them in the chat. Oh, and accessories in her closet. Okay. Treya's Closet and accessories. Furniture and accessories. Antiques. I'm just saying, that young woman is hustling and going to do it in Africa. Because she's talking about advancing in Africa also. No sense in you sitting here around. What are you waiting to die? What are you doing waiting to die? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for, family? It's time to go. Africa is the now. You talk about them Chinese over there. Why are you not over there? Don't worry about the Chinese. Worry about yourself. And get yourself over there and get your land and get yourself together. Get you some land. Put your tent on that land until times get better. I'm just saying. That's your land. Put your tent, put your RV on that land for now. I'm just saying. Don't play with me. There are things that you can do that you have not even thought about yet. Group economics is your way. We got painters, carpenters, builders in the house. Get together, meet in Tanzania, and start your own business. We need computer programs, IT tech. Where are the IT techs? They solar panel businesses. They need solar panel businesses. If you know how to do that kind of work, or you have a connection here, take that connection and get to Africa. And you order your solar panels from them and do it there. That's a need. Paper company. Paper. They need that there. It's so many things. You guys, transportation. Delivery services. If you're delivering from one company to another, create that. They need like a post office, an Amazon there. Come on. We had a black guy on Mark Goes to Africa. He was talking about coming up with his own black Amazon because shipping from here to there is super expensive. How can you ship within Africa to each other? Okay, business to business. Furniture, new furniture. Who can build furniture? I was telling my husband. He's a furniture builder. I said, honey, we can go over there and teach some young boys how to build furniture. You can run it. You don't have to work it. You run it, hire those young boys, and build new furniture. They need new furniture there. We can get a building for like $200. I'm just saying, there are so many ideas. Don't sit up here and say, stay stuck. Don't sit up here and act like you don't know what you're trying to do. Okay? Don't act like you don't know what to do. We need ideas. There are ways to do what you want to do. We do what any black folks have money for everything they want. So don't sit up and tell me I can't do what you can't do. You got money. Stop going to Starbucks. Stop getting your hair done. Stop getting your toes done. I'm just saying, stop giving them Chinese your money. Because you didn't put their kids through school. You bought their $3 million house. Cardi B, we bought her a $3 million house, and she's trash. I'm just saying. If you can buy her a $3 million house, you can buy your own. Nick Cannon told me, he said, we built, he didn't tell me, but I'm just saying. He said in an interview, he said, I just made $1 billion for Blackfoot, or Black, what is it, not Blackfoot, Viacom. $1 billion? But you, how much of that did you get? My question to him was, how much of that did you really get? None? Shame on you. If you're these entertainers could be building it, could have had their own company. I did not want to be on here all night. I just want to give you guys some ideas how to escape America. That is what I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about no more racism in America. I'm going to change my title. How do we escape America? How do we escape America? You can come up with a t-shirt business. Come up with, I'm just saying, sell t-shirts online. There's so many ways to do this, family. So many small businesses that you can come up with. We're going to need a maid service in Tanzania. If you're going to have properties, we need a maid service. I'm just saying. You don't have to all do it in Tanzania. You can go to Gambia. Gambia is nothing. You can start right there and build everything right there in Gambia, family. Gambia is not built up like Tanzania. That's where you start right there. My nurses, where are my clinics? Get you a building, come up with 5 nurses, and come on and build you a clinic in Gambia. There's nothing there, I'm saying, okay? I'm just saying. Come on, you guys, we can do this. Okay? Be the change that you want to see. Be that change. We're going to answer the question why this is happening. We got to first begin to change our mindset. Okay? That's where it starts. It starts with us. It's not about them doing nothing for you. Nobody else votes. Nobody runs out and votes for black folks and still don't get nothing. Asians don't vote. Chinese people don't run out and vote. Jews don't vote. They put money behind their candidates. They put money behind their people. They get their people in office, and they give them money. Or whoever gets in office, they don't go out and vote for anybody. Whoever gets in office, they put money behind them, and they get what they need. How many went out and voted with Chinese, but Biden gave them what? A hay bill, right? And a bag of money. Did they run out and vote? No. We brown voted, got our booties to the poll. Ooh, we got Biden in there, got the Democrats in there, and got what? Nothing. But you voted. Thanks for nothing. So they still ain't giving you nothing. I'm just saying. So what's your next move? It's up to you. What you gonna do, it's up to you. Your choice. You gonna stay here and whine about what white folks doing to you? Or you gonna get the heck up out of here? I've given you several ideas. I know one fit. Get your money together and get you a plane ticket. Let's start there. Next week I want somebody to say I have my plane ticket. Secret Flight, American Airlines. Look up American Airlines, the ticket for me. Can you do that? I got my grandbaby trying to help me out over here. I want you to go up on American Airlines or how about Priceline? Okay, Priceline. I'm just really interested, you guys. Hold on. I just want to look up. Let me appease myself. Please help me here. I want to appease myself. I'm going to look up a flight from where I am. Okay. I tried to go into another app. Didn't work for me, but I'm going into here. I just want to see what they're going to cost me. I'm not even going. Hold on. I'm not even going. I'm going to do one-way tickets. Okay. I'm doing one-way tickets. I just want us to see what it's going to cost us. I'm just saying. I'm going one way. Okay. Destination. I'm leaving from my destination here. Okay. I'm leaving. Okay. And I'm going to Dar es Salaam. I'm trying to see. Okay. Tanzania. Yep. And departing. Let me see. I'm departing. I'm just trying to see what's it going to cost me. Let's say we leave in August. Okay. Let's do August. Let's do August 2nd, which is on a Monday. Okay. And find a flight. Let's see. I just want to see. Okay. Now I went through Priceline. Okay. One passenger. Let's just get a general idea, okay, of what it's going to cost us. $727, okay, $700, and that's leaving at 7 a.m. Two stops, 22 hours, okay, and that's $727. Okay, let's say if we want to leave in September. I'm just trying to say, okay, we're going to leave in September. Let's do September 13th. I'm coming up with a date. Let's see. Let me just see what we're going to do with that one. I'm just trying to figure out the best time of the year to leave, okay? Now, this was August with $739, something like that. Okay, let's do, that was in August. Okay, September. Oh, you guys, come on, look. September, if we want to leave September 13th, $526. I'm just saying. That's leaving at 4:15. I'm going to press on, okay, 526, 546, 546, okay. And I'm going to press on one just so I can see American Airlines. Okay, let's do American Airlines. I just love American Airlines. I don't know why. American Airlines, okay, it says 8:29 to 10:02. Okay, let's see. I want the whole flight. Two stops. Wow, this is 30 hours, y'all. Good Lord. Tell me why it's so long to go from here to U.S. to economy convenience total carry on. I'm trying to see economy comfort per person upgrade. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to see pre-online cancellation. I'm just trying to see. Okay, it's telling me economy size doing 8:29. Get to New York at 10:30. Okay, I have a layover. first layover 2 hours and 30 minutes, and then I leave from JF from New York going to Doha Quarter. Where is that at? I don't know where that's at. Doha, D-O-H-A Quarter. I don't know where that's at. Then I have a layover, five-hour layover there, and then I'll leave from Doha going to Dar es Salaam, and I would arrive there at Dar es Salaam at 10:05 Wednesday, September 15th. So we started out, when did we start out? The 13th? I'm sorry, you guys. We got 2 days travel, 30 hours. But guess what? It was $500 and some dollars, $527. Do you want to travel in August or you want to travel in September? I'm looking at September. I'm just saying 526. I didn't want to say September, but it looked like it's $200 cheaper. But, okay, let's look at one more. Let's look at one more. 546 per person for that one. Okay. Let me see if I can leave in October. I'm just saying. You can still get your ticket. Let's see. Okay, let's change the date to October. Let's see what October's is. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm tired of us telling for 10 what we're going to do. October 4th. Let's leave on October 4th. Okay, one-way ticket. I'm just saying. Let's see what we got. October. August was $739. September was $526. And let's see, October. $546 in October. My thing is, hey, September is a good time. Because October is still $546. I don't know if to what we did toward the holidays is getting more expensive, but it's still the same price, okay? And this is what my phone camera is. I'm just saying. This is what we can. Can y'all see that? Okay. That's a good price. I'm just saying. And that was October, $546. So let's just not say what we're going to do. Let's be about. Let's be the change that we want to see, okay? Thousands of people should have been on this live. Are we tired? We're not tired yet. Because if we were tired, this whole thing would be full. We're not tired yet. We're not tired. But I hope you get tired because it's time to go. This show right now, it's not just about racism in America anymore. What did I tell you it's about? I wrote it down somewhere because it's the new show. Be the change you want to be? Or it's time to go? Or how do we escape America? How do we get out? We're here. It's all about giving ideas right now. Okay? With that said, I am here every Tuesday. Okay? 11:30. Like and share. Hit the bell so you'll know when we're live so you can come on and you can get some information. I hope I'm saying stuff that's getting you excited. I hope that I'm giving you information that's going to make you want to go. Go Black to Africa. When I get there, I'm going to be with him. When I get there, I'm going to do my show from Africa, and I'm going to show you guys what you're missing. I'm telling you, when I get there, it's going to be popping because I'm going to be on every day because I'm going to have time to do it every day. I'm going to be on every day. But I'm just saying, maybe twice a week I'll be on. Or maybe when I get ready. Because I have nothing to do but just lay in bed, make my money, okay? Because it's things you want to make money while you sleep, you guys, right? So let's make it happen, and let's get our mindset, change our mindset. Let's change this because a lot of people are afraid to go. They're afraid. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Change. You're afraid you're not gonna die. Come on, come you stay here, you're gonna die. Because America's not going to get any better. Don't think that this is the calm before the storm. This right here, what you're seeing, this is the calm before the storm. It's not going to get any better for us black people. With that said, you guys, I want you to have an amazing rest of your day. Peace and blessings, family. Take care. I'll see you next Tuesday at 11:30. Peace, family. All right. We have got to go, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining us, Blog Talk. I appreciate everybody that joined, and I hope that we can do this again sometime. We had fun. Let's do this again next Tuesday. At 11:30. Okay. And I hope that you guys have thought about some things that we've talked about. And I hope that you get your ticket. Get your ticket, $543 to leave in September 13th. Okay? That's not bad. I'm going to get my ticket as soon as I can. And when I get that ticket, I'm going to show you guys, hey, I got my ticket, which I'm waiting on. I'm serious. This is done. I'm done. I am going to be the change that I want to see. I'm not sitting up here complaining about white folk no more because I don't care about them no more. I have to start thinking about what am I going to do to get out, okay? How am I going to be free? Because they will have a perpetual hatred for us, and that's never going to change. But guess what? We can do what we need to do in order for us to get out. We need to do what we need to do to be free. And we need to do what we're going to do to have a free mind. With that said, I want you guys to have an amazing rest of your day. And I hope that I'm saying something to spark your interest. If you want to live, let's go. Peace, family.
I'm a young black man.